combat now in Baghdad has changed. When I was over there, infantry was the safest job. Not to say that things can't happen when you get in a firefight. It can. That's just the nature of infantry combat. But generally speaking, we could not pick a fight. We would roll at areas we weren't supposed to go into. And they wouldn't fight us because they knew who we were. My Humvee alone had myself and a gunner and one or two other people. I carried several thousand rounds of ammunition. We had a 240 machine gun, a 249 machine gun, three M4s, a 12-gauge pump-action shotgun that I carried, an M9 pistol, three AT4s, probably six Claymores, lots of fragmentation grenades, a 203 mounted on one of the weapons. We had plenty of ammunition, and we were itching for a fight. They would not mess with us. But you take one military police unit or one civilian affairs unit or one doctor's unit that's going to go try to help a hospital or one anything, these guys are not trained in combat infantry tactics. They're not trained in what to do if you're shot at. And the enemy knows this. They attack them. They're looking for them. I mean, we responded to some MPs that got jumped. The MPs, my God, what were they thinking? Two Humvees rolling by themselves. Are you crazy? And they were making their rounds from IP station, Iraqi police. And they were at one station, and there was a large crowd of civilians, and they were yelling. And all of a sudden, somebody started throwing grenades at the MPs. And so the MPs took off. They ran. Well, when they ran, the route that they ran down was dialed in with RPGs. RPG teams already had it scoped out. They were waiting for the MPs to run, and they ambushed them in the alley. Shot the heck out of them. They turned the corner down this wide-open area. The enemy started mortaring, dropping mortars in on them. MPs just kept running. They finally turned down, and they found a place near the Turkish embassy, which is shot up. And they pulled up 360 security in a wide-open field, told the machine guns, okay, we can't go any further. Shoot anything that comes this way. We're calling in help. And we were listening to the radio, and we heard this happening, and we ran down the street in our Humvees a couple blocks away and put up security, and by then it was over. And I remember one of the Humvees had blood all on the right-hand side of it. And I think the person in charge of that unit was a woman, and I think two of the gunners were women. And I bring that point up not to say that women shouldn't be in combat. I bring that point up that says anybody that says that women aren't in combat right now is just not listening. Everybody's in combat right now, man and woman alike, all jobs. You know, everybody needs to go to a tough boot camp to learn discipline, military bearing, tactics, how to survive, and be trained in how to be a rifleman. I mean, because the nature of warfare right now, everybody's exposed.
With all the training that you have in various weapons, did you ever have second thoughts about using them on people?
Second thoughts? No. Man, that's such a loaded area. I'm firmly committed that some of the best and brightest of a different stripe join the military, just like some of the best and brightest volunteer to go in the Peace Corps. I have, you know, a lot of respect for that. You know, if I do it over again, I'd probably go in the Peace Corps. Who knows? This doesn't say that the best and brightest type that go into military is any better, but those best and brightest are being asked to do a difficult job. And that difficult job is fighting, killing. And that is hard to do. And it's not natural for us to kill another member of our own species. And it's not really. So the way we train soldiers now, we have a common saying that's train like you fight. We shoot each other when we go out in the field and we train. You put blanks into your weapon and we shoot at Bob, who we just had a beer with earlier, and we're going to have a beer with later on. Bang, you're dead. But not only bang, you're dead, there's the sound and the smell of actually shooting. You're actually smelling the gunpowder. There's knockdown targets on ranges now that are human torso shaped. You can even buy ones that have cavities in the back where you put a big old red balloon. So when you shoot it, it splatters red. You keep doing this over and over again, your brain is like moving human shape, shooting it, it goes down and there's red stuff everywhere. Not a big deal. You've done it 100 times. So it's not a big deal. When you find yourself shooting somebody, it's just a normal automatic response, just to shoot at that human-shaped target. You don't think about it till later on. And when I start talking about that later on, that turns off a lot of people. If something's bothering you, you're really angry, an easy way to get rid of that is just to not care. That's a tactic that a lot of people use. They do care, but when you talk about what does it feel like to shoot another human being, some people don't even want to think about it, because to care about that is to question my role as a soldier, question my role as a warrior. I can't allow that. I can't think about that, because if it tears that down, what's left?